Mishkin or not. So Mizrofa Tinim, we also learned about this. Why Tumas Eichlim, we learned, the Tanim learned like this. Ha'or, the skin of an animal, the Hashilya, the placenta, Ein Metama Tumas Eichlim. It says clearly, that's not Makama Tumas Eichlim, it's not called an Eichel, the skin itself. But what's going to be Or Shasholku? Let's say I took the skin and cooked it up a lot. The Hashilya roast, the placenta, Shechisha Valeho, that you have in mind to eat it. Then the locker is Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. It is Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. You see, clearly, if you cook up the skin a lot, you make it soft and it's edible, then have to show Eichel on it. Screw the oil of the chamor, it would be the same thing also. If you cook it up a lot and it became soft, the chur would be Mekabel Tumas. Have to show Eichel on it already. Yeah, Tumas Nevelis. If you have a shayla that have Tumas Nevelis on it, so also Namitini, we also learned about this. It says, in the Pasuk says, Binevelosa. That has tumas so dash from loy ba'or, for loy be'at smus, for loy be'at for loy be'gidin, for loy be'kanayim, loy be'tlofen. What has tumas nevela when an animal dies? Only the meat of the animal, but not its skin, and not its bones, and not its veins, and not its horns, and not its hooves, loy be'tlofen. So what's your shayla? So clearly it's not makabel tumah. It doesn't have tumas eichel on the skin. The yomer rabba ba'bechon l'nitzuchro elo sh'oson tzike kedera. Here the shayla was, if you made the skin into tzike kedera, Rashi says it means vishtum harbi, cooked up the skin a lot, in tavlin, with other spices. So you made it like a dish that you could eat it. Ela sh'oson tzike kedera. Lo'olam tumas eichlin, v'shani, and this is sh'oson tzike kedera. Rashi is when we call Lenitzko, he's going on, what's the Chiddush to say that's not Metama Tumas Nevelos Chorup Shita? Says Chiddush, even though you cooked it up with spices and you made it edible, still it's not Makabu Tumas Nevelos. So I call upon him, what's your Shaila here? We learn clearly. For Tumas Nevela doesn't have. And Tumas Oichlima does have. So what's your Shaila? So my answer is, We are long with Tumas Oichlima. Our Shaila was, if you cook up the skin of a donkey, he's a Makabu Tumas Oichlima or not. And Vishani or Chamor Demais could be different. There the price before is talking about a regular behemoth. There, if you cook up the skin and make it edible, soft, it is Makabu Tumas Eichlin. But here there shall maybe a donkey skin, since Lamais it's meat, it's disgusting, so even when you cook it up, maybe still it's not called an Eichel. Maybe still it's not Makabu Tumas Eichlin. That was a Shiloh. So that he wasn't Poshit. Yeah. Then it says what? Shulya Shiyotsu Mishisa Shiyotsu Mitzasa. If part of the shuya, part of the placenta comes out of the behemoth, and then it goes back in again, the shechita doesn't help on it. Omer Reb Lozer, it was like this, Leshon, when did we learn? Elesheni mo vlad. If there's no vlad with it. Rashi is Leshon of the Yasur biachilo, the mashma filu yeshim mo vlad bifnim. Elesheni mo vlad biyesiv shibifnim. There's no baby inside. That's what we say the shuya is also. Aviyeshim of vlad, let's say there's a vlad inside the stomach, then in cheshim of vlad acher. The kid is inside, and now stumble mixes the shuya came out, so we're not afraid there's another kid, another fetus inside the placenta. So otherwise, all that came out was a mixes of placenta, that's nothing. If it goes back in again, it could become mutta bachila. Rash aviyeshim of vlad, v'royim anu, roisha rubif, then we see most of it inside. And in Cheshin Shema Oid, there was another kid inside the placenta. That we're not afraid about. We know it didn't come out. All that came out was just the placenta, that's all. And the kid, we know, was still inside. So Shalashi would be afraid, maybe there's another placenta, another baby, another fetus inside the placenta. That we're not afraid about. But to say, no, the kid came out, that you see, like we know it came out, only the placenta came out. So that's what the Blazer says. L'shanu el l'shanim of, there's no other blood there. Only what's in the placenta. Then we have to be afraid that it came out. But the blood is inside the stomach still. Then l'cheshim v'adacha. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon nomar, bein eni mo vlad, bein yeshim mo vlad, cheshishin l'vladacha. No, even though we see another fetus inside the stomach, but still you have to be afraid there was a second fetus inside the placenta. And when the placenta came out, maybe the head came out, and therefore what's in the placenta is also. So Mora says, and it's not that way. V'omer Reb Yirmiyah l'chumro omer Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer here was Machmir. Rashi Dov is there, Shoyim Machmir Reb Yechim. He says he was more machmel than Rabbi Yochanan. And we're saying right now it's not true. Rabbi Elazar is the one who's being mekel and saying there's a baby inside, then we're not afraid to show you his mutter. So it doesn't count how good what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So we're supposed to rather Ella, rather Iyit Mahoki, this is the way he's supposed to learn it. That Om Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said like this, Om Rabbi Elazar, Lo Yishonu Velis She'eno Kishur Rabbi Vlad, that the placenta is not tied up with the Vlad. Rashi says, Lo Yishonu the Asura Biachilo, the Mashma Filu Yeshima, even though there's a baby inside, when is that? Elishen Kshurboy. Thus the Mikla Maim the Zeshabifnim Hoysa Shur Yacharis. If they're not tied together, then the baby inside was one, and it could be the Shuya has another baby inside it, so then Takatosa. Abukshurbi Vlad and Khishan of Vlad Acham, let's say the placenta that comes out now is still wrapped around the baby inside, then we're not afraid of another kid inside the placenta. So then we say when the placenta only came out and not the kid, then it's mutter. That's Rabbi Elazar's halacha. But enechnami, if it's not tied around to the kid, then you have to be afraid lechumra to say that maybe there's another fetus inside the placenta, and the fetus is still there and still also. On this, Rabbi Yechon says no. Onu ein lo nuvela shil yo b'loy vlad. We only have in the case where the shui came out without a vlad. Avol yesh imo vlad. But let's say there is a vlad in the stomach, besides this shuya. Rabbi Yechon goes to Kula and says, Bank shura b'vlad, then ink shura b'vlad, and chushin b'vlad acher. Whether this placenta is tied up to the first vlad, or whether it's not tied up, so what? Still, we're not afraid to say there's another fetus inside this placenta, and therefore this time will be mutter. So this pshat is good. Rabbi Yochanan is being mekel, and Rabbi Elazar is being machmin, saying no, even though we see a baby inside, but still we have to be afraid for another fetus inside this placenta. It's only mutter if this is tied up with that one. And v'hainu diyom Rabbi Yirmiyo. That lechumra amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar was machmir more than Rabbi Yochanan. So it says Tanya kavos Rabbi Elazar, being a proof now for Rabbi Elazar, we have to be machmir. That if we have a fetus inside, and then the shuri comes out, we have to be afraid there's another one inside the fetus. What's the raya? Another fetus inside the placenta here, because it says amapeles min behema chay v'yif. If an animal was mapil, I'm not sure this is the animal of Anisha. That's more on these. I think it's on an issue over there. But learn over there what that Hamapelis, if an issue was Mapil, Min Behema, the baby looked like a Behema, Chai V'yoif, V'shuyin Mohem, and the placenta came out with them, so this man, Shikshuriben, if the placenta is tied on with these, and Cheshon Levladach, we're not afraid, maybe there's another Vlad inside the placenta. But Ein Shikshuriben, if this placenta is not tied up with them, then Harini Matloleh, Chumra, Shnei V'lodois. We have to be machmel like Shnei Blood, as if to say that even though she's mapple these things, maybe there's something else, another fetus inside the placenta. You see, you have to go to Chumra. Says Chutzrat Rabbi Elazar, that when they're not tied up, then we're afraid for another placenta, another fetus in the placenta. Samara says, no, it could be Iyin. Says, why? Shaniyam, because I say, Shemini Muach Shvir Shal Shilya, Shemini Muach Liyasai Shal Shvir. Rashi says, what chaymish de vlad, this the chayshin shema hoye b'shul yizeh vlad goma, the keva. And therefore she has to have tumas like in the keva. Yeah. That's the chumra over there. And the Torah says, what? We say, shema ni muach shvish shul yizeh, for hoye vlad goma. And maybe melted away the placenta of the second one. And therefore, maybe like the two of them there. So the kids, you see, talk like a blazer, even though there's a fetus inside, and the shuri comes out, you have to be afraid from that shuri there's another vlad also there. It's possible to have two. Yes, versus Shaniya ben Shur, Shen Kshur, yeah. And he's also right, so bless, he's different whether it's tied up or not tied up. Yeah. Then it says in Mishnah, Mabakarish, Shapilo, that the Behema, his first time is giving birth, and it's Mapil. So it says what? That the shuri that comes out, you can throw it to the dog, so much it has no Kedusha on it. Yeah. So Mer says, my time, what's the reason? On Ravika, Bred Ravami, Roiv the Haim, the question is, if it's a Zohar in there, so it should have Tumas Bechor on it. So why could you throw it to the dogs? So it's on Ravika, Bred Ravami, Roiv the Haimus, Yoldois Dover, Akkadish, Bechorah. Rove animals give birth, let's say, to a Zohar, that have Kedushas Bechor on it. But a Miat Behemus, Dover, Shenakadish, Bechorah, there are some Behemus that give birth, the type of an animal that Bechlal has no Kedushas Bechor on it. Well, my Nidme, what is that? Nidme. That's if it looks like a different animal. That's called a Nidme.
Rashi says, Dovra Kosh Bechor Mizimhoi Zohar. All the animals that give birth to a Zohar, it has Tushas Bechor. But there are some that give birth, some Zohorim give birth to a Nidme. Rashi says that's a Rochel, Sheyol de Min Eis, or Yei Sheyol de Doim Le Rochel, Vinu Bechor Rist Le Kodesh. Let's say if a sheep gives birth to son of a goat. So out of a sheep comes a goat, and has no Kedushas Bechor. We dash down from Pulsin and more Bechor Rist. Le Kodesh Tehsiv Ach Bechor Shor, At Shehu Shor Bechor Shor. That's to be the mother and the baby, the same thing. But if the mother's a goat and the other one's a lamb, that's no good. Says, so even some behemoths, even though they give birth to a Zohar, it has no Kedushas Bechor on it. But Rov Zohorim have Kedushas Bechor. But the Gemara says, but there's also though, to a Bechol HaYoledis, a normal giving birth, is Yoldois Machtas Chor Machtas Mekavis. Half of them give birth to Zohorim, half to Mekavis. So it comes out that the total births is smoich mutal de nidme lamachta nekevis. There are some of the schorim that are also plucked from the chor, and half of them are nekevis. If so, the hevelu schorim yuta comes out the schorim are mutai. That's why you don't have to be afraid to kedushas bechor. Yes, that's why in the Mishnah with the mevakeres here, you have right to throw it to the dogs. You don't have to be afraid that they have kedushas bechor, and you have right to let go bus arrive. Yeah. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what is a Mekdoshim to cover? But if it's from a Korban, then on a Korban, then you have to bury it. My timer, Ruba Bamekdoshu. Because by the of a Korban gives birth, so most of them have Kedusha on it. Maybe only a Nidba doesn't have Kedusha. Whether it's a Zohar, whether it's in a cave, it has Kedusha. See, Ruba, Rashi says, Bein Zohar, Bein Nekeva, Chutz Minidma. Therefore, if you write it has Kedusha, whatever Korban it was, so therefore you have to only bury it. You can't throw it to the dogs. The encouragement I say, so Abaye brought down the damage of our label say, that Kodov is Yesh by Refuah, anything that we do because of a Refuah heals you, Yishno Aimba Mishram Daki Amari. Then you don't have to be afraid that the Goyim do that also, there should be such an Issa. Rashi says, Yesh by Mishram Refuah means Goyim Mashkir, Oy Sam, Oy Lachash, Lech Shalom Makia. If we take some medicine and put it on top of a wound, you don't have to be afraid Mishram Daki Amari. Yeah. And but Mas says Ain Bar Rufu is not something we do to heal ourselves. Then Yesh B'Mishum Darki Amayri. Rashi Ain B'Mishum Rufu. Kugoyin Shoyisim Shloi Alach. You don't do it for a sick person. Kugoyin like here burying the Shulya on the highway. These things you're not doing for a sick person. Elamai we're afraid for Nichushdam for good luck for a Kishuv. That you have to be afraid about. That's also. Yeah. But more of a tiny we learned. Elon Shemasha Paraisav. You have a tree that all its fruits are falling off. So Yitzhak Sikra Bisikra, make painted red, Fetona Biavona, and put stones around it. So Vishleim Fetona Biavona put stones around it, Kihecha Denechush Chile, in order that Denechush Chile needs to take away strength. You know, like this, the